Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show. Breaking down everything Patriots with Nick Fitzy Stevens and Andy Hart. The Six Rings Postgame Show is co-sponsored by Zudy. Build any application your company needs in 1 week. Visit ZUDY.com for your free trial. By New England Recovery Center in Westboro, where recovery is possible. By your local New England Kubota tractor dealers. By Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com. By Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com. And by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Windows dealer. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Well, we certainly will head into Thanksgiving night, Patriots at Vikings, with greater anticipation, obviously because of the Patriots' victory, 10-3 over the Jets today, one that has Jets Nation recoiling in abject disdain, loathing, and disgust, one that has Pats Nation celebrating, yet still slightly tepid over the performance that led up to the Marcus Jones return with just a few seconds remaining in the game, as summed up by our next caller, Matt, down in Rhode Island. Matt, how are you? Welcome to Six Rings.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, the Jets player that said, oh, I can't believe we lost to the Patriots. What do you mean, like the last 13 times we played?
Yeah, right?
I mean, seriously? I mean, there were a lot of problems, such as the first play of the game when they started on shotgun and took that sack. I was like, oh, here we go again.
What a terrible play. No. Thank you for bringing that up, by the way, Matt. That was a terrible play call. Hey, we got the Jets defensive line who spent the entire last game in the Patriots' backfield. So let's have Mac go into shotgun, take a seven-step drop, and then hold on for a long play to develop.
Yeah, so we didn't see many wrinkles or new stuff. Yeah, but let's just celebrate the fact that, you know, the Jets once again – as director of analytics, by the way, you guys hired me for that in the last call. I have written down in my notes that the Jets coaches are stupid for punting that ball away to a guy who has 9 punt returns for a touchdown. And let's just say Marcus Jones, awesome job. And actually in a terrible game, both defenses are really impressive. But in a terrible game, that was a perfectly executed punt return block with a fake jab step to the left. The wall set up down the sideline, and a perfectly, you know, run play by him. He's obviously very quick and, you know, perfect execution. So, I mean, that's how you win a game. I mean, it was a tough watch, but when you win a game like that, man, what a great game. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you so much, Matt. Thanks, Have a great Thanksgiving. That's our director of advanced analytics here at the Six Rings Institute, Matt from Rhode Island.
And indeed, it was a terrible decision to punt the ball.
It was I think he said it was a, his analytics proved that it was a stupid decision.
So I looked up, it's Brant Boyer is the respected special teams coordinator, but obviously that's a decision that I think falls on the head coach level. That's on Robert Saleh that decision to kick it, not to kick it. What
does it,
do
or does Saleh have to step over and say, like, don't kick it to the kid, he's quick?
Whatever. I mean, however, it's his decision.
He called the game dog ass.
Yeah, and he was part of the dog stuff. soft stuff. But I give the Patriots credit. They were given an opportunity and they pounced on it. They did. I keep saying, like you said, lucky, not lucky. Mm-hmm. You made a play. You were fortunate. They did some things that helped you. I would also say you're fortunate in this battle of disappointing second-year quarterbacks, mm-hmm. Mac Jones and Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
He's a much bigger dink than yours. Did you read some of the quotes of Zach Wilson? Like, oh, guys, it was also blowing like crazy out there, like defending himself for some of these terrible.
He's a baby.
Don't make excuses, you loser.
What is he, 21? Oh, right. Or 22?
Right, like, but you're also the face and leader of a franchise. Sometimes you got to grow up quick, right? Boy named Sue, mm-hmm. You need to grow up strong. You got to grow up quick. That's what Zach Wilson is right now, and he's not. He's an excuse maker, a finger pointer. He doesn't feel like he let the defense down. How could you not feel like you let the defense down? But they gave up 3 points. They were really good. You went punt, 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 however many times you had to say punt for it to be accurate.
Yes, advanced statisticals department checking in right here as well. These are some of my favorites on the day. Jets with more punts than Zach Wilson completions. 10 punts on the day. 9 completions by Zach Wilson on the day. 9 for 22.
That's something.
And there are more letters in Jets than points scored today by the Jets. 3.
Yes.
4-3.
Yes.
That's
and
not,
he had two
again, both
net
not good.
Yards in the second half. 2.
That's unbelievable.
Like, I feel like that's hard to do. If you went out and said, listen, here's what we're going to do. You couldn't successfully get only 2 yards. Like,
I mean, it's
unless you spiked it every time.
Perfectly exemplified by that screen pass that he whipped to Braxton Berrios. Now, Berrios, he's Amendola-esque, if you will, in a lot of ways. It was a good foot over his head.
But he didn't shrink, right? He's always been that height? Like, on the practice field, prior games they played, he knows what level to throw it at so that Braxton Berrios can catch it.
And again, it was windy.
He's
AF
a dink
out
and he
there.
Stinks.
I get it. Yeah, it was difficult. They affected both of the Nick Foles kicks.
It's the National Football League. You
suck
twerp.
It up, Buttercup.
I really, I know he has like the wow
no
throws. I have no time for that. Like that whole thing.
I'll tell you what, Andy Hart doesn't stand for bologna.
No.
Nope.
I eat bologna.
He
fried bologna sandwich.
He won't stand for bologna.
Good stuff. Go back to the calls.
All right. Ryan's in the truck. He's coming out of the game. Wants to talk about, Thursday, which people are probably much more excited about now. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's good, buddy?
So I kind of just wanted to talk about how I'm a little bit confused. All right. Patriots moving the ball. You know, Mac Jones, what did he miss? 4 passes.
Mm-hmm.
How the heck are we throwing for almost 300 yards and not scoring a touchdown? It's because of that mushroom, Matt Patricia, looking like the Michelin man on the sideline there. What an idiot.
That's not.
And I just wanted to know what you guys think of that. And then, you know, what do you guys give him against the Vikings next week? Or this week, I guess. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks to you as well. Obviously, except for Matt Patricia, the...
It's not funny.
Yeah, no, we're not going to call. We don't. I didn't. I don't think. No, I didn't. I was.
No,
more,
I didn't.
I was more, oh, you. Shame on you.
Sometimes it's funny.
What? Calling him a mushroom jokes. Is one thing, but the Michelin man, that's.
He doesn't look like a mushroom. He looks more like a Michelin man than a mushroom.
That's not nice. That's not nice.
No, and I do not mock him for anything other than the reality is I often hold a player like your guy, Cole Strange. You make excuses,
again,
rationalize
I told
it.
You, we broke up. Marcus Jones is my new rookie.
But at some point, Matt Patricia has to be better. Like, I think back to when Tom Curran asked him after the Browns game, do you feel vindicated by the success? Like, vindicated? Their offense is terrible. They had 2 weeks. What were their wrinkles? What was different? What was better?
It's now 30-3 Dallas against the Vikings,
like,
I think.
Split backs that were not going to pick up a fourth down. The inverted bone or diamond formation they were running with, like, the three guy. Like, I don't know what they did or...
The quick stuff was working today.
Unless,
again.
Except when you threw it to Tyquan Thorne, your
right.
guy.
Ooh, boy.
How's that victory lap
What's
going?
What's going on? What's going
when
on?
When did you blog that piece
I
about,
think I
it's so impressive, this rookie class. They all 10 played and contributed, and they're awesome.
In the Cleveland game, it was impressive. All 10 played. He had 2 touchdowns. There wasn't a
What's
single member
since?
Of... Not much.
Nothing. He's
yes.
giving the ball to the other team. He's dropping it. He's afraid to get hit.
He's not... How's your guy doing, Jonnu Smith? Jonnu Smith,
he
who
was,
takes an end-around today.
You threw him 4 passes. He caught all 4.
He's headed towards the end zone, and once again, his football allergy kicks in, and he drops the ball at the 12, almost losing it, and has to recover his own fumble caused by his own greasy hands.
But he dove
they
on
stink.
It.
He does stink.
He dove on it.
Barely.
Cost himself a big play.
Almost cost the team a possession.
Yeah.
And definitely cost them a touchdown because he's streaking towards the end zone.
I don't know what you mean to say to defend
him. Stiff.
Oh, wow. Walk
See?
That back. Apologize.
No, he is.
You went too far.
Last call before we trend. Steve's in Fall River. Hi, Steve. What did we learn today?
I learned that a friend of mine told me his wife went to Trader Joe's at the stadium and she saw people leaving at halftime. There's your smartest people in New England.
Oh, Steve, I'll tell you, I left at halftime, Steve, because I had to do the punt pass kick on the field, and then I made my way.
Did you see people leaving at halftime?
Yes, I did, sir.
Wow. People were leaving at halftime?
They're the smartest people in New England.
It was an ugly game, and it was cold.
It was freezing.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was freezing? It's football. It's fall. It's New England.
That was at the game. This guy that was at the game and wants to blame Matt Patricia for the lack of touchdowns, did he not watch the game? You couldn't get a drive sustained due to your offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And Mac Jones. Line. Mac Jones is terrible at dealing with pressure. He doesn't move well. He doesn't throw it away.
In the last four or five possessions, they started between the 35 and the 50, and the Jets started inside the 20, and they had the field tilted in their favor. They couldn't go anywhere.
Well, Steve, I will have
Cole Strange had a block down on his guy. He had the angle on his guy, and somehow this guy bounced off and made a play 3 yards in the backfield.
I understand. The offensive line is the biggest issue. Is paramount the repairing of the Patriots' offensive line, the fixing. Any sort of adjustment you can make.
Why are we talking about the biggest problem? Why are we wasting a minute talking about
that was the game they played today.
Well, that was the game they played. Now we also have
your competition.
We have another hour and 20 minutes of the show.
You have the same record as them.
That's our competition.
Yeah, you have the same record as them.
Think about this.
I'll think.
They had a guy that the last game they played, the first game, they had a late hit on a play that could have ended Mac Jones's run in New England. So one guy gets a late hit of Mac Jones and overturns the touchdown. And this game, some idiot punts to
Marcus Jones,
a guy, instead of punting it out of bounds. This is what we're living on now, the idiocy of the New York Jets. And people are peddling this as happy stuff.
Sorry, Steve. I got a trend. I can't go much longer than 2 minutes in a call. Thank you very much. Honestly, Andy, you said that earlier, like when Bill Belichick and Mac Jones were talking about how impressive it was that they moved the ball. They were very effective moving the ball today. Your response to that was, is this what's happening? Is this what we're doing now?
We've lowered the bar so far. Unbelievable.
Like, that's nuts to me.
And we're hurtling.
Wild.
We're not limboing. It's a low bar, and we are hurtling. And we're just like hopping over it. Ooh, nice. Like George Costanza. I didn't even watch the show, but you get my reference.
617-779-7937 is the number if you want to call into the Six Rings postgame show. Yes, we are talking about the New York Jets not playing very well today. Yes, we are talking about the New England Patriots playing just well enough or
Marcus
at least making
Jones.
Enough plays to get that win. And yes, we will talk about the Patriots' chances to advance their season, to make the playoffs, or at least try and beat the Vikings, who are getting whooped on right now. Now I know why Dallas was a 2-point favorite in this game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Breaking down the game that was. This is the Six Rings Postgame Show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Could the fact that Dallas is about to go up 37-3 against Minnesota negate the primetime Kirk Cousins statistical that the Patriots have going for them in this now suddenly enormous Thursday night football matchup? Well, it's not technically Thursday night football, but it's also football on a Thursday night. It's not on Amazon. I believe it's on NBC. So, you know, it's not quite the same. Oh, anyway.
So I'll be watching the game on Thursday night, but it's not Thursday night football because next week the Patriots play Thursday night football.
Yes, the Thursday night game, it is on NBC. Yes, thank you very much. Good job.
You ventriloquist.
Yes. NBC. Wow, thanks. Say it one more again.
NBC. WNBC.
So it is on NBC Thursday, but then the following Thursday
is actually
that one
Thursday
will
night
be on. That's actually the brand, the product, Thursday night football. That will be on Amazon.
Prime.
Which, by the way, whew, man, that broadcast is I like the music. Love Al Michaels. I think Kirk Herbstreit is taking a lot of undue criticisms, doing a fine job.
Oh, really? He's getting criticism? I like him.
Herbie?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's always like, oh, this guy's never watched a pro game before. This guy stinks. Like, I think he's doing a perfectly fine job.
Everybody's
it's
a freaking critic.
It's their post-game show that is a...
Ugh. Oh, debacle.
Carissa Thompson looks like she may have just finished a bottle of Pinot Gris.
Yeah, it's
and a
terrible.
Couple Xanax.
That's who I've learned are
more valuable.
I'll
probably get fired for saying that, but that's all right.
The NFL throws around a lot of money for the play-by-play guys and for the color
Ryan
commentators.
Patrick is doing the whole,
I think the studio show, whether they're male or female, running, yep, controlling a studio show, for example, Ernie Johnson does it,
yep,
obviously, is probably the measuring stick.
He's the king.
But
and all of his
there's
guys.
Not enough of those people to go around.
No, I'll tell you who's great.
Tell me who's great.
Kay Adams. She's awesome. She's terrific at
and
it.
And now she does her own thing somewhere.
I know, but
I
wish she was part of one of these
I don't really even
things.
Know where she is anymore.
She's on the FanDuel TV.
And what
up,
is that?
Up in Adams. It's on some carriers.
Is
maybe
it?
She's on Amazon, too. I don't know.
Where is
she's
that?
Terrific.
Yeah. She is terrific, but, you know.
She does an excellent job.
Sure, she's making good money, but she went someplace where I will never see her.
You know who else they need more of on those shows?
Me.
Pat McAfee.
Oh.
He's so damn, I love
I think we're
Pat
getting
McAfee.
Close to saturation.
Oh, we have peak McAfee?
I think we're getting close.
You sure?
Solidifying
he's
in the
awesome
liquid.
On game day. And by the way, I know we mentioned earlier how much we would love
so
sponsors. If you're listening, we're going right back to him in a second. But how great it would be to do the Six Rings postgame show live from the parking lot at Gillette and have a real, like, it'll get crazy down
whole
there.
Man
it'll
away.
Get cray-cray. I know that. It'll be awesome.
I think it would be if we did all East Coast games.
Why can't
at
we?
At Jets,
yeah,
at
sure.
Bills. I'll drive.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do at Bills.
Why?
That'll be the last show you ever do.
No, I want that.
You sure?
Well, they want the smoke.
Then you're going
well,
to need
today,
the chicken. Then you're
going to
need
snow.
The chicken wire that they surrounded the stage with when the Blues Brothers performed as the good old boys.
Ah, they'll love us.
I don't know.
They only have 30 seconds delay, guys.
I don't know if we could. It would be tough.
It would be fun though.
I'm up for the adventure.
Me too.
I like a good challenge. I like a nice unfiltered
post-game
show. Drive to
Buffalo, drive to
don't we have a
Philly.
FM2 or something? Do we have an unfiltered signal we could put this on? Maybe we'll just make it an internet-only special.
After midnight.
Why don't we do the after Six Ring show?
We're doing two shows?
That's a lot.
I'm out.
Six Rings After Dark.
That's Six Rings After Dark. There you go.
No, I do think that's something we should look into, even if it's just the home games. An RV.
They should do more pro games. Like, I love College Game Day so much. Why don't they do more pro games on the road? Because all the pro games are just like, oh, here we are.
You were just mocking Amazon Prime. They're always on the sideline.
Yeah, but that's the sideline. That's static. Big deal. You get a couple people in the stands going like, Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want like College Game Day. I want the Hellions and I want the Fanimals out there just like,
I'm all
chanting and cheering.
Let's do it. We'll have security, right?
Yeah, totally. That'll be run by Justin and Nick. Yeah, we'll bring Gresh.
Exactly. Security. Put him by the door.
Get out of here.
He's the guy I would pick, too.
Dave is in Rhode Island. He's leaving the game. Wants to give us a little fresh perspective on what he took in today at the Razor. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Listen. I just walked out of a merch.
Dave.
I'm sorry. Second seats. We went down a level. It was great. Listen, Matt can't do a damn thing. It's terrible. It's not looking good. I don't know what to do. I honestly, there's no hope. There's no faith. I honestly don't know what to say. I'm very excited about the season because what we have, I'm honestly stressed up because I can't see this defense doing this too many times again. This is incredible what we're doing, but honestly, and also if you guys are going to do anything like a post-game thing, put the Mac, the Italian style, put him in it. Come on. Put me in it. What I'm saying is, listen,
Dave wants to be part of our road show, Andy.
Okay, we'll bring fans on the road with us, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. And I appreciate the call. And you know what?
We'll
represent a significant portion of the fan base right now that I think feels that there's, I won't say like a facade that's been put up of like, hey, Vic, you know, like the win's the win. The Patriots got the win. But basically what I'm saying is that the Marcus Jones punt return touchdown sort of like glosses over all the issues that guys like Paul, who was there, he started the call by saying, feel like I'm just leaving a murder scene. Like,
then he dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah, and then he okay, so it was a pretty intense start to the call.
So let me ask you a question, because there's been a lot of people talking about the parallel seasons. A year ago this year, you build it, then you fall apart, the defense,
certainly
all these things.
Certainly didn't come out of the bye like this last year.
But the
Yes, no, well, which one? Pick one.
I don't know. I had my inner Fourier spoke and answered that question. But my, like last year, people got wrapped up in, we're the number one seed, pro football, whatever, talk or one of those. Oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. All the projections for the Super Bowl include Patriots. Don't you think expectations are tempered this year? I feel like last year, making the playoffs and getting killed by the Bills was a letdown because people at this point in the year had high hopes, Super Bowl hopes, runs in the postseason hopes. Whereas this year, I feel like people are more honest assessing this team, and people are like, let's just get in and see what happens kind of mentality.
What portion of that do you believe is media-driven in that people were just sort of like hammered over the head for so long with the play calling's going to stink, they don't have the talent, they can't
keep
up in
the
division and the
conference. Don't blame the damn media. You're part of the media, so don't blame the damn media.
Sort of, yes, but
you're sitting in that big chair running the post-game show.
Not that big a chair.
Don't blame anybody else.
Okay.
Everybody has eyes, and they can see. The offensive line stinks.
People are
being
more
realistic. The play calling
is predictable. There's less of the
less
Foxborough pride. There's less of that, like, the pumped-up Patriots pride, like, hey, six rings, check out the
AFC title game or bust. No, no, no. Right. I think people are like, playoffs would be fun if we got there, and then you see what happens when you get there.
I'll tell you what.
Who knows?
If it's playoffs, if it's, hey, playoffs would be fun if we get there, as opposed to Super Bowl or bust like it was just even five short years ago around these parts, I will say this. If this defense keeps playing like this?
Do they get to keep playing bad quarterbacks?
They, that's good. Yeah, well.
Because the last couple weeks, you've gotten excited about Zach Wilson, Sam Ellinger, Zach Wilson, Jacoby Brissett. I mean, Nate,
Jared
stop
Goff.
Me when
hey,
I name
Jared
a real
Goff,
NFL.
Hey, Jared Goff
he
went
stinks.
Into, yeah, okay,
he's
I know.
A puddle of goo poo.
I was just, what is goo poo?
I don't know. It seemed just rolled off the tongue. So you agree they have some challenging quarterbacks on the horizon.
That's why Thursday
everybody
night,
who's left
that's
is
why
an MVP
Thursday
candidate.
Night is that much more interesting now because you know the Vikings. There's just no way the Vikings could play worse.
They got
than this.
Something to prove. Kevin O'Connell won't have this happen to his
look
team
at that.
Twice
US
at
Bank
home.
Stadium is half empty already.
Well, like
who
Gillette.
Could have possibly? Like the Vikings just went to Buffalo last weekend in one of the wildest games of the year, defeated the Buffalo Bills in overtime, and now they have turned around and absolutely just hung a heat stick in the middle of the field on their home stadium on national television against a team they very well could be competing against in the playoffs. A team that somehow was a 2-point road favorite, and they're losing by 34. And again, I would like to remind you, it's not that close.
No. Well, nobody's that good. Nobody's that consistent. That's the reality, is nobody is so good that they're that consistent. Right?
Every a like good the one, Bills? By the way, in Pittsburgh, 24-20, Bengals just went up.
That's not a good game. Pittsburgh's not that good.
Pittsburgh's interesting, at least.
That's
the defense now with
game.
T.J. Watt.
That's what that is. A competitive division
better than
game.
This.
Yes. But the reality is, a few weeks ago, remember when it was Bills, Chiefs, Vikings, Eagles? Mm-hmm. Actually, yep. It was Bills, Chiefs, Eagles. Then people started to believe in the Vikings.
Yep.
Now they've all lost since then. Except the Chiefs.
Except the Chiefs.
But everybody else is losing since then. The Bills are falling apart.
There is literally now no great team. If the Chiefs go in tonight and blow doors, even with Juju Smith-Schuster out, if they can, you know, integrate Kadarius Toney further, make him a little more dangerous, add him to the arsenal, I think, number one, they become the team to beat, probably. They are a top of pecking order in the NFL.
Right now.
For now.
The for
and
now
Mahomes
team.
Might be solidifying his spot as MVP of the league. For all we know,
Josh
Brady
Allen
could be going
that
back
along.
To the Super Bowl. I mean, honestly, anybody could go to the Super
We're
Bowl.
We're starting
point.
To get into things could get really interesting yeah. down the stretch here, November and December.
This will make this season that has been largely frustrating and underwhelming to, I said frustrating, it's a lot of talking. It's hour three.
It's I've what been, we do. It's our
I've
profession.
I've slept 2.5 hours. I have 2 sick kids. I drove 3 hours to get here. I took the bat tunnel. It was 12 degrees out there. Would you cut me a little slack?
No.
But we don't make excuses.
Slack is for slackers.
Hey, we moved the ball well today. You know what I'm doing? I'm moving the ball.
You do. You
well
sound
today.
Like them, lowering the ball. There's a lot of talking in this radio business.
Tom's in Hull. I'll have a nice conversation with Tom, not Andy, that troll. Hello, Tom.
Fifthy, you know we're going to have a nice conversation, for sure. You know, I all I wanted today was a W. All I wanted was a 6-4 record in beating the Jets, because I hate the Jets. But the Jets are having a good year, and they have a defensive line that's nasty, and our offensive line is JV. Right now, mm-hmm. and I'm saying to myself, I said to my wife, I said, all I want is a W, and I love defensive battles, and I enjoyed that game so much because I'm a defensive guy, and our defenses, if we're gonna go anywhere, it's because of our defense. We all know that. I was just Mac, don't make any mistakes. He didn't make any mistakes. He played a solid game. I mean, come on, he had nobody in front of him. Then David went out with a knee. He was cooked. But the bottom line is this. Is that the Pats somehow got it done. And when I'm thinking, okay, we're going to overtime. And the Jets, you know the Jets are going to make a mistake. I said to my wife the whole day, the Jets are going to make a mistake. I don't know what kind of mistake they're going to make. They punted, instead of punting out of bounds, they punted to our guy. And Marcus Jones took it to the house. And that was one of the most exciting finishes to a Patriots game I have ever seen. And I'm so pumped up. So pumped up.
I'm so happy to hear. Tom, thank you so much.
That's a hell of a call.
Oh,
no, that was good.
It wasn't bad, actually. It wasn't bad.
But you know what's funny is it was the first, as Bill noted, that first punt return for a touchdown in the NFL this season.
Yes. So, which I told you as well, but that's fine.
Which, you know, analytics might say, well, it's okay to punt to him. Nobody's returned one. That's you didn't just have to win, though.
He's the leading punt returner in the NFL. Why would you do that?
But you don't just have to win on a punt return for a touchdown. He could have had like a 40-yard return, then you make a quick play and kick a game-winning field goal.
And then Nick Folk would have kicked
like,
it into
it
the
was
wind
just a
and
dumb
it would have
decision,
sailed into the stands.
It was just a dumb decision even if he didn't return it for a touchdown. Like,
correct.
Why give them the jump-start opportunity, right?
Yeah, no, that's it's a terrible decision in every way, shape, and form.
And this is where I defend Patricia. Bill put him in that
Brett
spot.
Brett Boyer is their special teams coach?
Yeah, screw Boyer. No offense, Boyer. But it's Saleh's call.
Screw.
You're the head coach. These are the things you decide. Like the big picture decisions, the big ones, challenges and timeouts and things of game management nature. Kicking to a dangerous, and he was an All-American twice in college. He had 9 touchdowns. Like He's really good at that.
I'm telling you.
And he'd already
he's
shown
he's a good nickel
this
corner.
Year.
He's a good punt returner. He's the leading kickoff returner in the NFL. But other than that, let's give him a chance to make a play at the end of the game.
Right.
If I'm a Jets player, forget about, I can't believe we lost to the Pats or, you know, like,
why
does
our offense suck so much?
Yeah, Zach Wilson sucks. He's you know, great. Players tweeting out memes about him being blind, whatever. Just go straight back up to the top. Why did your damn coach, when guys like Tom and Hall talk about how they love watching good defense, and that's a ferocious defensive line. Granted, it was feasting on, as Tom said, our JV offensive line. But still, that's a damn good defensive line. Mm. And they are not rewarded for their effort once again because someone had to make a bad move. We thought it would be Zach Wilson, but Zach Wilson didn't make any mistakes that were like incalculable mistakes that the Patriots pounced on. Rather, this time, it was the coach.
Well, I mean, Zach Wilson did hit Devin McCourty between the 3 and the 2, and then Jonathan Jones between the right hand and the left hand.
And they were just
tried. It's weird. There were no turnovers.
A little too on the money.
We expected turnovers because these teams have turned the ball over. That's been part of the problem of their young quarterbacks all year. So we should take that as a positive. No turnovers for Mac Jones today.
We do as we broadcast and bring you the post-game show, the Six Rings post-game show from our Best Yet brand studio. Back to the phones we go. Paul is in Quincy. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how are you? How are you guys doing tonight?
Awesome. Listen, Top of the world, buddy.
I must have watched a different game. I saw some things that I liked. I liked Jones was 23 of 27. He didn't turn the ball over. As for the sacks, at least three of them, the Jets came through that line like a cannon. I'd rather this kid take the sack than throw the ball up for grabs now. That's when he gets into trouble. The play calling is terrible. 4th and 3, you have a run and play. You know, they left 13 points on the field. I'm going to cut Nick Folk some slack because he's been our second MVP this year. But I think he drops the ball. That's a touchdown. All in all, we got the win. They could do better. The play calling is terrible. Mac was 85%. So, and they didn't go downfield, which is a good thing because they don't have the guy who can get the receiver. So I'm happy with the outcome today. I'm worried about Minnesota. Is this win loss today going to ruin this team, or are they going to be angry and beat the heck out of us? So, you know, have a good night, guys.
That's a great question.
That is the next Kirk Cousins question.
In prime time coming off a bad loss. Mm-hmm. Kevin O'Connell, first-year coach, coming off a bad loss. Adversity for the first time in his young coaching career. So it'll be interesting to see how the flip side, Patriots may not have played all that well offensively. Maybe they didn't even deserve to win today, if you want to paint that picture. Mm-hmm. But they did. They got a jolt from their punt returner. How do they react to it? Can they use this as a positive to snowball forward?
That was the question I posed to you way back. Jeez, we've been on so long now. In the first hour of the show, could they use that as something to propel them? Could the Patriots use the momentum?
I said.
The positive energy created by Marcus Jones's last-minute touchdown, his punt return touchdown, could that propel these Patriots? And could that actually light a fire underneath the offense? Because it's, again, so probably not exactly, unless they put him on offense.
I'm sorry, Lane, but even
it's a short turnaround. By the way, it's a very physical game for the Patriots to have just played.
Absolutely.
It's a super, like, everyone is probably still feeling the same wind burn that I am on my face now, times 10, because they were in 3 hours of
plus they
physical
actually worked
combat and
hit.
Confrontation. That's what I'm saying.
They didn't
and
just
human
talk.
Car accidents. Didn't just, like, talk and run around with a microphone in their hand. And then now they have to basically hit the tub. Here's the game plan. Have an early Thanksgiving with the family and, you know, hop on an airplane and fly out to Minneapolis. Get a 3-hour flight out there to against a team that this is perplexing. For Minnesota to beat Buffalo last Sunday, they're probably not as good as that game, but they certainly aren't this bad.
But are the Cowboys good?
Are the same Cowboys that were up 2 touchdowns last Sunday against Green Bay and then squander that one and then turn around now and they're up by 5 touchdowns?
All these transitive properties are getting confusing.
2022 NFL at its finest. We will be back in just a few minutes with Andy Hart's thumbs up, thumbs down. We'll have the player of the game. It's all coming to you on the Six Rings postgame show brought to you by Zudy. Build any app your company needs in just a week. Visit Zudy. That's ZUDY.com for your free trial. 617-779-7937 is the number. This is the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Back to the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
This is the offense's theme song. It's probably the official theme song of the offense because we really are stuck in the middle, aren't we?
Are you saying Mac or Matt?
Both.
Both.
Okay.
See, Nick was paying attention.
Because I couldn't tell. It's like frog protection and fraud protection.
Hey, has Fourier called in with his breakdown and analysis on the game?
Well, is he ditching us?
Wow, so it's cool if he needs us from 1 to 3 a.m. for his crusade, but he can't give us 5 or 10. We don't need him, actually, but I just want to bust his chops.
I actually forgot he was even expected to call in.
We appreciate Kyrie Thompson from WEI.com sending in some audio that we've used in today's program. Thank you very much, Kyrie. We'll look forward to his breakdowns on WEI.com following today's 10-3 victory by the Patriots over the Jets. Wow, Andy, the Vikings-Cowboys game was so bad.
How bad was it?
They actually cut two Steelers at Bengals or Bengals at Steelers nationally on the telecast. How about that? I do love those all white, the white tiger outfits for the Bengals. Those are sweet. They might be my favorite alts. Like, this looks good. The Steelers in the all black with the yellow trim. Ben's gals in the white with the black stripes, like that. This is football, right? Look at that. Everyone's blowing steam.
It's a classic battle. Good and bad, black and white.
There you go. Look at you.
Cowboy drive.
Working on the narratives, huh? 617-779-7937 is the number you can use, like Mike in the car, who would like to talk about Patriots defense today. Hello, Mike.
Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to talk about the Patriots defense and just honestly how well they've played. But, you know, he brought Pedro Martinez on. He freaking brought David Ortiz
Mike,
on.
Mike, no.
Oh,
luckily we got it. Okay. Yep. Nope. No, this is not a podcast. This isn't satellite. No.
Yep. I apologize for that. I very much apologize for that.
All good.
But,
we're good.
I think that the Patriots defense is a top five defense and that they're not getting talked about. And I think the offense has been the talk of the Patriots, and they deserve much, 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 much credit than the offense right now because they're carrying the team.
Absolutely.
That's a very fair point. We can agree to agree on that one and end the call. Thank
good
you very much,
point.
Mike. Yeah, good effing point. Hey, another stellar, he's not going to win player of the game. May as well just do it now. Why wait till 7:24 before the broadcast is over? Patriots player of the game is, of course, brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to Cars for Kids, that's carswithak.com, or call 1-877-KARS,
Cars for Kids.
Thank you.
The biggest landslide in the history of this award,
Marcus Jones.
M. Jones on this squad.
Wow.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, I mean
that's
one of the greatest plays in Patriots. Regular season, that's one of the greatest plays in Patriots history. Mm. It won a game, Andy. They could have lost that game. They did some things to possibly
lose that game. They might not have lost the game. They were going overtime.
I said they might have. They also might not have. Andy, he returned a punt 84 yards with 15 seconds left and gave the Patriots the win.
I just
that
don't want to put more on it.
That is one of the most exciting plays, one of the best plays in regular season.
If they go
1-6
in the next 7 and finish at 7-10.
But that's why
10.
I say this. No, because right now I believe it is because divisional game, puts you in third place, helps clear a little more of the roughage around the path to the playoffs, potentially. You put the Jets down, you frustrate that. Like, it's an important, like, it's a huge win. It's an important play. And again, there's no doubting how electric that play was. Like, it was spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. Evan McPherson with field goal, 27-23, Cincinnati over Pittsburgh. Who else stood out? Let's do a little thumbs up, thumbs down, too, right now while we're at it. Obviously, thumbs up, Matthew Judon. Two more sacks, 13.5 on the season. That man is a menace.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He pretty good. Did have that one where he tried to time up the snap, jumps to offsides. Matthew Judon would get a vote. I thought the running backs were both really good. You needed whatever offense you could muster, because I don't think
Damien on the ground, Ramondre in the receiving game.
Yeah, and you needed that. And that, however that two-headed monster works or divvies it up, I think you're better when you have the two-headed monster and can do that. So they get some credit there. In all seriousness, Michael Pilardi, the new punter. And I don't even know if a lot of people listening may, who's he keep saying Michael Pilardi?
Jake Bailey
went on. Yeah, not Pilarki. Pilardi. I think I'm saying it right. I actually didn't look
it
for
it. No, it's okay. Pilardi.
Promoted from the practice squad, actually signed from the practice squad because Jake Bailey went on injured reserve with a back injury. Maybe.
Injured reserve.
Back injury.
That could be explaining his struggles this season, or maybe there's just regression. Right. Who knows?
Is the back injury creating the struggles, or did the struggles create the back injury?
Back injury. Mm-hmm.
Either way, Michael Pilardi, cold day, first time kicking in the wind in the conditions of Gillette Stadium in this environment, seven times, couple inside the 20. I think he averaged like 45 and change.
We haven't even really seen that out of Jake Bailey all season.
And he had a one that just missed. It actually became a touchback of being a true coffin corner. Just missed. So Michael Pilardi.
Just a bit outside.
Now, I will say, you did have two missed kicks from Nick Folk. Bill Belichick talked about one of them getting stopped 5 to 8 yards by the wind. But he also, I don't know if Pilardi, maybe there wasn't quite that comfort between Folk and the holder Pilardi as there might have been. So just something
usually
to keep an eye on
Jake
moving
Bailey,
forward.
Right? Yep.
But Pilardi was good. The defense in general, but the run defense was dominant.
Excellent.
Those guys up front, all of them.
Raekwon McMillan looked like he had himself a good day today, and he did
Pumped
get his hands on that punt as well, which was a terrible call by Cheffers, Carl Cheffers.
Bill Belichick
the lead
could not
official.
Find his challenge flag. He checked the left sock, then he checked the right sock, then he went back to the left sock,
and
by that time it was too late, Bill.
I'd like to also, one more, please. Kyle Duggar. Kyle Duggar is like, boy, did you miss him? Did we miss him? Did they miss him?
Absolutely.
Great to have him back as well.
When you look at that defense and you try to pick out impact players, like they have a lot of rotational players, good players, but impact players, you say Judon is definitely one. Duggar's on the short list. Duggar's on the short handful of impact defensive players. They're a much better defense when he is part of the mix. So, yes, that would be the thumbs up. Are we doing thumbs down, too?
You can throw a few in there if you got any.
Okay, thumbs down. Trent Brown. I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's the Isaiah Wynn Memorial thumbs down list.
Yeah, he's included in this because he got hurt and left. The offensive line was a debacle. But Trent Brown, why are you not starting? Then you're being forced out there. You're not playing well when you get forced out there. You know, there were reports that he missed a couple practices during the bye week. And Bill Belichick said it was a coaching decision, so that definitely feels like a punishment, a benching, whatever you want to call it. And I don't know when he would have played if Isaiah Wynn didn't get banged up. Was Trent Brown going to come in at some specific time that they had in their mind? But the offensive line as a group, the pass protection, terrible. Six sacks again against the Jets, just like last time. Three straight games with four or more sacks for this offensive line. It is putrid. I don't know what the answer is. And my boy Jonnu Smith is going on the thumbs down list. For me, personally, I don't care about the four catches for 40 yards. I care about you running down the field with a big play, except you forgot the ball. And some people tried to give him the out.
No, he had it, and then he just let it go.
Yeah, and some people tried to say he was planning on switching hands, which, A, would have made no sense. Taking it from the outside hand to the inside hand would make no sense.
Why would you put it on the inside? That's exactly
Plus,
what you don't do.
Watch the replay. It just started popping
it
out.
Just, like, again.
The sleeves. I'm going to blame the sleeves. I'm going to make an excuse for
sleeves.
Him. He had the
Justin Jefferson makes the catch of the year because of the gloves, but he has the fumble of the
year. He doesn't have the tackified sleeves.
Okay, well, maybe somebody could pick him up for him. Or maybe he could pick him up himself.
Or,
after all, he's got 12.5 million reasons to hold on to the damn ball.
Maybe somebody can pick him up at the airport of whichever city we ship him off to go away.
One more call before the break. Hello, David in Florida. How are you, sir?
Good evening.
What's up?
First of all, the defense, I mean, you know, 3 weeks ago when they got beat up by Chicago, when they got beat up by the Ravens, we said they were horrible, and now and they can't play well against mobile quarterbacks. The Jets, and last week, who did they beat last week? I can't remember.
Jets beat the Bills 2 weeks ago, sir.
I mean, the Jets are just a horrible. Bill Walton, like, horrible. And, I mean, yeah, the defense is playing well. Look, our offenses, but they need to. They're going to need to execute more as the season continues and against quality teams before we can say they're super. I mean, they're very good right now, but they need to learn to stop mobile quarterbacks too. Now, with the offense, I think I will say, and I like that new formation that they put in during the bye week with that like wishbone, where they had three backs in the backfield.
Yeah, like an inverse bone or an old wing tee or diamond, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, because if you put both Harris and Ramondre in the backfield at the same time, you don't know who's getting the ball. So it disguises things.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
I think the run game, I think, is okay. But it's the passing game that just needs a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And there's no pre-snap movement before the snap. It's just like they get there, they set up in the formation, and they hike it. You need to have some pre-snap movement, and I think that's what Patricia is lacking right now.
Thank you very much for the call, David. I appreciate that as well.
Pre-snap movement does not guarantee anything because nobody had more pre-snap movement than the Jets with that little motion around the – and guess what? They had 103 yards. They had 2 yards in the second half. So pre-snap movement might be nice, might be fun, might help you in some ways. No guarantee you're going to be good because the Jets stunk today, too.
Yes, they did. And I'm not going to bust your chops for
snunk.
For saying snunk as well. They were
how bad they were. They created a new word.
It was not a sneaky stunk. They stunk out loud as well today. But they are not our problem as well. The Minnesota Vikings will be the Patriots' problem come Thursday night as well. And they are just getting it handed to them today by the Dallas Cowboys. When we come back for our final segment, we will do a little more previewing of the game. We will take some final calls here. And, hey, you know, we'll just get crazy. We're just going to...
Take my pants off?
Wow. I wasn't expecting that kind of crazy, but you know what? Anything goes in the final segment of the Six Rings postgame show here on WEEI. A spirited Six Rings postgame show today following the Patriots' 10-3 win over the Jets at Gillette Stadium. Just like there's a very exciting finish. Oh, looks like that went incomplete. Out in Denver, the Raiders will have a chance to kick the game-tying field goal and send this game of utter AFC West irrelevance to overtime. It is 16-13 Broncos right now with just 20 seconds left. Home stretch here tonight, Andy, on the Six Rings postgame show. Of course, broadcasting from our Best Yet brand studio here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Final thoughts and takeaways from the game today before we start looking ahead, finishing up the calls and talking Pat's Vikings on a quick turnaround Thanksgiving night. Microphone on?
I think producer should put my microphone on.
I'm just kidding.
I think Patriots fans should be optimistic coming out of this game. I don't care how ugly the offense was. I don't care that it was a slog of a game. You won the game.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you may have actually sneaky gotten better on special teams with the Pilardi thing. Not just the Marcus Jones punt return, but maybe your punter is better for hidden yards moving forward.
Seven for 317, 45.3 yard average.
We'll see. You acquired Nick Folk and then found out, wow, Nick Folk's really good over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the same thing can happen with Pilardi, which would be nice for this team that has a defense. They're going to be tested. But you should be optimistic as you watch Kirk Cousins get his ass whooped, so much so that not only did they change the game, apparently, like, they got rid of the links. I'm reading people on Twitter. They've never seen anything like this. DirecTV went down. Like, you can't even watch the game anywhere now
You can't pretend that it's not there.
Yes, it's
so bad.
The NFL
trying to scrub it from...
Oh, no, this is one of our best teams, and they're getting killed. Get rid of this. Don't let anybody know. So when you watch these games and see people...
40-3.
Like the Bills underachieve or the Vikings underachieve... Mm-hmm. That's opportunity. That's a crack in the door. Mm-hmm. And am I saying you are the best team in the league? No. A Super Bowl run? No. I said it earlier. I do think people have lowered expectations, and maybe that's good. Appreciate if you go on a postseason.
Yes.
If you're in the hunt late in the year, appreciate it. If you make the playoffs, appreciate it. God forbid you win a game, appreciate it. You don't have to go to an AFC title game or a Super Bowl for it to
but
be a successful season.
They're fun.
They are. But you know what else is fun? Making the playoffs. Missing the playoffs is less fun.
Right. Good point. Like, or making the playoffs and getting your doors blown off. Not
how about
so fun.
Being eliminated in, I don't know, late November or early December? Also not fun.
Also not fun.
So
unless,
stay
of
in
course,
the hunt.
You're building towards something. See, the debate continues, because what if we'll you know see. The team has bottomed out and now you're building towards a future and there are bright spots around which you can build a team that could be able to contend for years, especially while your quarterback is on his rookie deal?
Who's the quarterback?
Good question. You know what?
Actually, play caller.
I think there's been a lot more, as I've been reading across many socials, and as we'll take a call about in just a second here,
locked and loaded.
There seems to be a bit more, you can't be blaming this all on Mac. You certainly can't blame it all on
all
him.
Of it? No.
He shouldn't be getting much blame
the coaching
or slander
and the
right
line
now.
Stink.
Yes.
We know
starts
that.
There.
We know the coaching
he
and the line stink.
What size piece would you say, Mac? Okay, so the blame for the Patriots having a difficult time getting in the end zone, say, yeah. for Marcus Jones today, is a pizza pie.
Okay.
Does he get a birthday-sized slice of the pizza? You know what I mean? Like, usually where it's in, like, 12s or 16ths.
A lot of kids to feed.
Yeah, you know. Like,
No.
It's not a full, like, regular Papa Gino-sized slice?
Okay. But not a slice that you buy on the street in New York or whatever.
No, not
that's
a,
like,
no,
massive.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, he
just
normal
a regular
slice of the pie. Like, he contributes. He yep. can do better under pressure. Early in the year, he could do a better job taking care of the ball, making good throws. Like, I don't think he's been accurate. I don't think he's made good decisions. I don't think he's had great pocket presence.
He's getting better.
But I think all of those things that are his warts would be less warty mm-hmm. if you were better in your coaching, your play calling, your game planning, and certainly if you were better up front. Every quarterback, we've seen bad quarterbacks, good quarterbacks, great quarterbacks get embarrassed or changed by their offensive line. Mm-hmm. Like, no quarterback is good under pressure. Whether
Patrick
it's Brady,
Mahomes
Manning,
in Super Bowl 55.
Right, all of them. The
That's
greatest
incompletion I've ever seen. Yeah, because the man was running for his life all
right.
night
and
long.
And Matt can't do those types of performances. He doesn't have that skill set to even make it look pretty while getting his ass whooped, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, he doesn't have that. So, yeah, Mac gets a share, but he's not the Lions' share. He's not the Patriots'
no.
share.
No, I would say it goes. I would say the offensive line is the primary problem.
Who's their coach?
The same guy who calls the plays. Except he's not listed in title. He's a special offensive assistant at Patriots.com.
Who put him in place?
That would be 8-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick.
Blame him.
Ed's in the car. He does not want any blame on Mac Jones. What's up, Ed?
I'm not a Mac Jones rooter. Sitting here playing gin rummy with my 94-year-old mother listening to you guys.
Wow.
To hear a child.
Have a
yes.
Sunday. Hello, Mom. How we doing?
You know what? And she's beating me up playing gin. I can't believe it.
Well, she's got the experience
here we
on
go.
You.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think it's Mac Jones's, not his whole fault. He's not a great quarterback. We all know this. But you know what? Mr. Rogers doesn't look good. So great either in Green Bay. It's an offensive line that you need. You play a lot better with an offensive line. That's all I have to say. I'm not going to say anymore because that's all it is.
Well
Give
said,
a better
Ed.
Offensive line, he's going to play better.
There you go.
I thought he was
Thank
done
you
when
for
he
the
said,
call,
I'm not
Ed. And
say
also, hey, Ed's mom, give him hell tonight.
That's right. She's aging better than Bill
what's
Belichick.
What's better than sitting around, probably having a refreshing beverage, playing cards with your mom, listening to the Six Rings postgame show on a Sunday night? Have a Sunday, Ed and his mom.
Nothing better.
Nothing
and
better.
And the Patriots won.
Yes. And they're playing Thursday, everyone's favorite eating day. By the way, it is going to be interesting, our various levels of L-tryptophan fatigue that we're experiencing when we get on the air at 11:15. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Not have my turkey dinner until 1 o'clock when we finish the postgame show Thursday?
Oh, no. I'll have eaten. I'll have digested. I'll have had snacks. I'll have had eggnog.
What? Come on, Andy. You
Should
be
we take
pro.
Bets on who falls asleep first?
Andy, 100%.
No, never.
Absolutely.
Energy will never be a problem
Absolutely.
With this guy. There's lots of other issues. Energy will not be one of them. Promise.
That's going to be the lightest and mildest Thanksgiving to date. Now, Friday, oh, I'm just going to absolutely just get after it Friday.
It's the best leftover day of the year.
It is, and I always think the food tastes better. Andy, Gold
Star.
Turkey
sandwiches are better than turkey meal.
Oh, by a,
it's not
by
even
a
close.
Mile.
Not even close. I'll be enjoying it 10 to 2.
Love. What's, oh, that's right. You're on the air on Friday.
Damn rights.
Oh, man, that's going to be
somebody's going to work around here.
Hey, listen, I put my name in the ring just because they wanted to make sure Curtis could do the morning show from Florida.
Ooh.
I know, right?
You're going to go to these calls. They're locked and loaded.
I am.
Let's do old Michael Holly lightning round.
I'm excited. I'm also hungry. I'm thinking about that Thanksgiving sandwich. I'm also thinking about my cornbread stuffing, which is amazing. I make these off the charts garlic mashed potatoes. Hi, John in the car. How are you?
Gentlemen, I think we're going to start with the obligatory, the play calling sucks, the offensive line sucks. With that being said, Like, the NFL still sucks, and the Patriots are still, like, in the playoffs and are in the driver's seat at the moment. Like, the only team who I think legitimately has an outside shot at maybe overtaking them, just because their schedule is so terrible, is the Chargers. Everybody else, I mean, look at the Bengals. They're still having trouble with Pittsburgh. Whereas it's a divisional game, as Bill would say. Divisional game on the road, that's a tough matchup every time. But, like, I still don't see – like, if the Patriots win three games, I think they'd make the playoffs. And if you told me the Patriots make the playoffs back in October, Andrew, I think we would both be going, no way they make the playoffs with this terrible crew and this disaster of a team. So am I resetting my expectations? Yeah, probably. But as you said earlier, like, I'll gladly take that than dreadful football down the stretch that's meaningless, like out in Las Vegas or Denver.
Absolutely. Take advantage. And those are two teams that I would include in that discussion. Take advantage of the fact that there's some underachieving teams that may open the door. Now, I don't know that it gets you in, because I think the Patriots just need to worry about their games. Forget about all the other 6-4 teams, the Chargers. You need to win as many games as possible and try to let the chips fall where they may.
Right, which is what I'm just saying is I think it's three. Like, looking at all of that and looking at the Patriots, like, if they win three games, which I think is immensely achievable against Arizona and Las Vegas. If you can find one more in there, then I think they're in. That's why I say, yeah, if they can get three wins, they're in. And I think two is definitely achievable.
And Dolphins at home.
Three is where it
could be icy cold for the Dolphins on New Year's Day. How about the Christmas Eve special against these very same Bengals, who likely will have Ja'Marr Chase back? But at the same time, hey, Christmas Eve, you never know. What if the Patriots, and also, John, Andy, what if the Patriots offense actually does wake up a little bit? What if they go rogue and actually start scoring more than 10 points
a
game?
They're going to absolutely need to at some point.
Mac wasn't wrong. There was some movement today. Like, they did move the ball reasonably. They just had the usual, like, couldn't, like, put it together at the end and, like, actually score points. Like, that, like, he wasn't entirely wrong. He was just doing his Mac spin of, like, well, there was some positivity, you know. Well, we did some good stuff. But, like, they did kind of move the ball at times.
If he had phrased it like that, John,
enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thank you, John. If he had phrased it like that, we kind of moved the ball at times today, I would have had no dispute with it.
It wasn't the, oh, we moved
it. We absolutely moved
well.
The ball. What are you talking about? Absolutely.
Who's
get
trying
off
to
your
talk,
high horse.
Who's talking who up when they do that? Is Mac trying to, like, ball, like, because the locker room, I'm sure, was a party. By the way, I did come off the field making my way to be able to watch the game for the first half, and I saw the Jets in the tunnel. They had somebody, like, they had a hype man who brought a boombox onto the field. Like, come on, what are we doing?
Well, they're the Jets. And it didn't work, apparently.
No. I mean, really, like,
years ago in the playoffs, when Ray Lewis did his hype thing under the tunnel there and, like, the walls were shaking, it worked. So maybe they should take a play out of that playbook rather than a boombox.
Like, fire. I know, the boombox. And, like, come on, what are we doing?
Yeah, they could fall apart.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that
they
be
are on the cusp. With the offense, defense, quarterback thing, the coach clearly.
Saw a piece posted recently to the Boston Globe. If the Jets are serious about saving their season, it's time to put Flacco back in.
Ugh. I don't think that would save the year necessarily either.
Do the Jets win today if Joe Flacco plays?
No.
Are they more? Well, I mean,
I don't know how I say that so definitively.
I was going to say, that was.
You didn't call me on it. I had to call myself.
Supremely definitive.
How do you just complete more than 9 passes?
Right. Like, but I said it with such confidence that he was ready to just let it pass.
No, I wasn't. I was thinking about it. Like, why? No. Like, with what conviction do you say that?
I think Joe Flacco still stinks, too.
He's not great, but he's also, like, Zach Wilson was next level today.
He might go from
stink to suck.
I think his teammates hate him. I think his teammates are sick of him. Mm-hmm. I think his teammates think he's a dink, too. I think he's toast there.
On what?
It's just when. It's
Zach
not
Wilson,
if.
Your New England Patriots 2023 quarterback, 6-1. Devontae Adams.
With a bomb
with the
touchdown.
Overtime
wide
bomb
open.
Touchdown wide open from Derek Carr, sending the Broncos country home. Unhappy. Oh, boy. Let's ride. Let's ride home. Losers. Wow. That's it for the Broncos. Wow. Look at that. Could this turn things around for their 80s, who now move to 3-7 on the season?
There's 7 losses. It's their third win. What are you talking
Broncos
about?
Broncos country, let's ride.
And the Broncos are not a good team.
They're super terrible. How did nobody have Davante Adams? He's only the best receiver in the AFC West. Wow. Unbelievable. Well, you get what you deserve sometimes. Let's get a couple more of these calls.
Let's bang them out.
Bill's
Lightning
in Marvin. Bill, what's up, Bill?
Yeah, I'm still riding that high coming out of that stadium after that.
Good
I mean,
you.
It was the slog of the day, and it's like, what am I doing out here in 50, you know, winds? And then the kid pulls it off. I mean, I'm going out of there screaming, who was this kid? It, like I said, saved the season. Here we go. I like our chances, like you said, on Turkey Day. So just keep winning. That's all I'm looking for.
Well said, Bill.
There we
just
go,
keep
Bill.
Winning, baby.
What if
and
they
you're
went
faithful,
ugly?
Unlike those other frauds that were leaving at halftime.
I mean, it was really cold. There were some people.
I don't
leaving.
Care.
Stephen Fall.
Hello. You stay to watch the game.
And look what happened when you didn't stay today. To anyone who left because they had a party to get to, they wanted to beat the traffic, or they were just too darn cold.
Fitzy says you missed one of the greatest plays in Patriots history.
That was one of the greatest plays in Patriots regular season history.
A bit much. A little hyperbole.
Name five other great ones in the last 20
years. I could probably name 100 if Paul Perillo were here to point them out for me.
Now you need
Tompkins.
No, I know that. It's up there with the Kenbrell Tompkins.
Wes Welker, 99-yard touchdown catch.
Randy Moss catch that, for the record for
was
the perfect
Troy
season.
Winning in overtime.
The Troy Brown in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so see, these are all like in that top 10.
Oh, now you expanded the top 10.
I said,
well,
I qualified it as
25.
Oh, see, look at you turning around, looking to the glass, like, come on, producer, get on my side. Yeah, let's play gang up on Fitzy. See? Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go. Let's bang these out. Let's see if we can get all four calls in. Go.
Kelly at Amherst. What up, my guy?
Be quick.
I thought that was one of the most exciting ever. I don't remember a time really being quite so taken aback by the events, because the thing was, points were at a premium. It's not like it was a 42-39 game and they came back. Now, my man Hart does have a good point, is that it was only tied. So it wasn't like a last second turnaround. Right. You thought you were going to lose, so you won. But I mean, I was very, very excited, you know, whatever. But no, I want to say this. Mac Jones, I'm more of a Zappy guy, but I certainly wasn't calling for Zappy today. I thought Mac looked good. But let's be real. There's one guy who's not getting nearly enough heat. He's played great all year, but Ramondre Stevenson, what did he have, 15 carries for 26 yards? That's pathetic. Look at it like a basketball game. If somebody put up 20 shots and only came back with like 5 points, you'd say, get those 20 shots back and you win the game. If somebody else would have had those carries, we would have won the game a lot easier. That's my thought.
That's excellent. A terrible thought, Kelly.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Because if we use your basketball reference.
Use your basketball reference.
Hey, that's me talking to me.
Yeah,
hello!
Me.
Oh, okay. Phone got weird there. we were actually like, in the other side. Wow, that was
use his basketball. Well, if everybody stopped setting picks and screening for you and you couldn't get any open shots, are we blaming it all on Ramondre Stevenson? Because
no.
I thought the line stunk blocking for him at times.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault that on
like
fourth
that,
and three they called the wide zone
yeah,
stretch.
That was his
yeah.
fault. Jet. The Jets
nine.
Everywhere.
There were nine.
Like
no,
a freaking airport.
No one was going to do anything with that. And our last call of the day, because we are out in just 3 minutes' time as we turn over to Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football. David in the car. Hello, David.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Thank you. So here's my – I put 20% of the blame on Mac. Everything else is on coaching, starting with Belichick. He's the captain. He's the head of the ship. So it all starts at the top. And anybody who doesn't put the blame there, they're not. They don't know business. They don't understand it. Offensive line is terrible. You can't win games. And the real test is this week, Thursday, I should say, coming up against the Vikings. That's the real game. That's the real team right now. If they can beat the Vikings, then my hopes are a lot better than they are right now. I do feel a little bit better after today's win, obviously, but we still need to see what happens Thursday night.
Excellent call to end on, David. Thank you very much. Yes, we do need to see what happens Thursday night. That's why I said earlier, Andy, and I'll say it again, Thursday is a huge litmus test for this team, because now you're on the road. You are playing a good team. Even though Minnesota got their doors blown off today, they're 8-2. They're certainly better. They may not be as good as they were last Sunday in Buffalo, but they're not as bad as they were today against Dallas in a 40-3 defeat. So they'll be motivated. Now, their division is likely locked up, but they can score. They got one of the best receivers on the planet. They got an excellent running game and a solid tight end as well. So they'll be motivated to try to show up the Patriots on Thursday night. And the Patriots, yeah, you could look at it as, well, they sort of eked by today. They didn't even score an offensive touchdown. They survived. Maybe that's the way they're going to have to win games the rest of the way, surviving, eking it out until the offense can maybe ever possibly break out. Or maybe we just don't even see it the rest of the season.
Yeah, I am not confident they're going to break out offensively. No. I've kind of put that away. Now it's just be average, be good enough. Don't have as – they continue to talk about it, but they still have problems with negative plays. Like, stop having the negative plays first, and that would be a step forward for this team. Forget about, you know, moving up and down the field like they think they did today, and forget about big plays. Just stop having so many negative plays. Be competitive. Be – you know, Bill always talks about complementary football – be more of a complementary aspect? Because we're sort of saying the defense is good enough. They're going to be competitive. We feel comfortable they're going to be pretty competitive, although we do have the two Bills games on the horizon and the whole idea of you're going to make the Bills punt and that whole hangover from last year. But I think the defense is pretty good. Special teams is good. Folk has been good. Maybe Pilardi is good. Marcus Jones is good. Now the offense needs to just carry some share. It's like our shows. I carry you all the time. Just carry a little bit.
Oh, see, you had me right there. It was a great show all the way up until the end when you patted yourself on the back first. Oh, look at that. You turned your own microphone off in the interim at the same time as well. Good job by you, Andy Hart. Good job, Justin Turpin and Nick LaPan behind the glass. Thank you guys for allowing us into your after gates, in the car, on the way home, wherever you happen to be playing a game of gin rummy with your 94-year-old mother, listening to the Six Rings post-game show. Do not miss Bill Belichick tomorrow morning on the Greg Hill Show here on WEEI. Mac Jones with Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. A bunch of different players with Gresham Keefe on the midday as well. Matthew Slater on Mud at Night tomorrow night. And we are back Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, following Patriots versus Vikings here on WEEI with you till 1 a.m. Thanks so much. For Andy, this is Fitzy saying good night. God bless. And as always, go Pats.
I'll tell you, the LVP, this offensive line, are you guys kidding me? They stink.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday, 93.7.
WEEI.
WEEI.
Boston Sports Original.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.